veteran
and his emotional support Canadian
scream into the void about the Mormon Church. If you want to reach us, we are on Instagram at NotSoPeterPriesthood.
And you can email us at NotSoPeterPriesthood@gmail.com.
Thanks for joining us. Enjoy!
Bye!
Yeah.
Oh. I just remember saying not to touch them yet. I thought we were doing something other that I was scared of.
Well, you don't, yeah.
It's all scary. Let's be honest, it's all terrifying.
Yeah, that's also what I say. It was a weird doctrinal thing, and you're like, it's all a weird doctrinal thing.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
You were not wrong.
I'm just, yep. Well,
but yes, I did pick a general conference talk, and it's
do you pick your bestie fucker?
Actually, no. I left that bitch.
Had enough of him and his sandwich bags or grocery bags of whatever leaving his office.
Oh yeah, the weirdest. What the fuck is? What's that all about?
I don't understand.
That still disturbs me. That whole video. Like, I'm gonna leave
with
this. Same
life as a general apostle.
I walk in. I say hello to my secretary. I do some things at the desk, and then I walk around, and then I do some more things at my desk, and then I walk around again, and I say hello to my secretary, and then I leave. Weirdly, with like these grocery bags for no fucking reason.
Safeway bags or something. Where they? I don't know. We don't have plastic bags here anymore. Did you know that we don't have plastic bags here?
Oh really? What do you
have? My parents. You have to bring reusable bags.
I'm like picturing like, oh, you just you put them.
Just like holding all your groceries, like, oh shit, there goes the pickle.
That's just grocery shopping. She's again, so she's got to take 10 trips.
No, we have reusable shopping bags. They're, you know, I have these really cool ones that have like a bar through them, so you just like put them in the trolley and you like open them up and they just hang and you can just like put stuff in them really fast. They're super cool. You look confused. I'll send you a picture.
You're a fancy bitch. Okay.
I know. But my parents went down to Arizona and they took their Walmart bags with them to go grocery shopping. And my dad said the cashier was looking at them like, what the fuck is this? we brought our bags. And she was like, okay. And I was like, what?
Like, we don't do that here in America. In America, we just fucking, we don't care about the climate change. Okay, put more plastic. I don't care.
My dad was like, she was judging me. And I was like, I mean, you're some weird Canadians in Arizona. It's not, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hippies from Canada bringing their own bags in.
So I can tell you what Fuchner said was his big thing was that he said something about the foundation of Christ is Christ is not the foundation or something. And it kind of is taken out of context, but it's a little bit, I don't know. So I'm just kind of.
That's my favorite thing, though, is to take the shit they say out of context and just take the piss.
But everything else is boring. So I was just like, let's not talk about that. So I chose it's just a random dude. I don't even know who this guy is. His name's Stephen R. Bangerter.
Just chose him for his name.
I did. I'm like, ooh, bang me. Just kidding. Don't, because he's like old, crusty, and white, but it's fine.
Of course he's old, crusty, and white. That's on brand.
Oh, it's type. Yeah, it's on brand. But he's up the 70. So, all right. So, and he's speaking, it's called Foreordained to Serve, which when I see four, I think of foreskin.
Yeah, I literally was just like, foreskin to ordain? That's weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're getting punch drunk. It is late for us.
Well, I'm still in the whiskey, so yes, I'm definitely feeling it. But, you know, I need to, so.
Remedy. Tummy troubles. It's fine. I'm such an old woman. Me with my reusable trolley bags and my spearmint tea.
who are you? You're like,
I don't know. To be so cool, Jake. I used to hang out with musicians. Mm-hmm. I've met Lizzie Hale.
Did you share a drink with her or something?
I shared a Monster Energy drink with Lizzie Hale, and it, don't tell my children, but it was like the highlight of my life. And now I...
Now look at you.
Just look at you. Just... just fallen so far.
All right, so Mr. Bangerter is going to be speaking to the rising generation of young men and women who are the standard bearers of the next generation.
Oh, wait. Are they the chosen generation? Like, we were the chosen generation? Like, our parents were the chosen generation? Like, their parents were the chosen generation? No. Gotcha. All right. Cute.
And, of course, he starts with a dick-sucking quote from Elder President Russell M. Nelson.
I felt peed myself. Oh, my God.
I should probably drink more often while I'm recording. Anyway, in October...
we record in the morning.
I know, that'd be bad.
It's the best Sunday ever. Everybody's awesome today.
Family dinner? This is great. I'm not annoyed at all. I'm in a great mood. That's what I need to be doing. What the hell? Listeners, seriously. I have family
y'all
dinner.
Y'all want to pray? All right, let's pray.
Let's rub, do rub, this. Rub.
Thanks for the grub. Yay, God.
yeah, listeners, every Sunday I have Mormon family dinner with my Mormon family, and it's very just as what you would expect it to be. So
Sundays are my favorite.
Yeah, because I give her all the tea.
I get up, I make my cup of coffee, I put in my earbuds, and I just have this, like, it's Monday. The whole thing.
All right, so Mr. Bangada is going to, our beloved prophet, President Russell M. Nelson, declared, "Your Heavenly Father has known you for a very long time. You, as his son or daughter, were chosen by him to come to Earth at this precise time to be a leader in his great work on Earth. 2 years, that was in 2013. 2 years ago, President Nelson continued, the dick sucking, it just keeps going.
Which, so much.
Today, I reaffirm strongly that the Lord has asked every worthy, able young man to prepare for and serve a mission. For Latter-day Saint young men, missionary service is a priesthood responsibility." Blech. So, we don't talk about how, well, I guess we do, but like, I just... being forced on a mission, you know, and like how it's, thinking about how, like, because sometimes they'll come up like, why did you go on a mission? And it's like, because I had to, like,
it was either
that or be ostracized forever, you know, or be, you know, and now I think there's a little bit more of like room. And I think that's probably why these type of talks are coming out where they're like, oh, you still have to go. But I think, I know people that my little sister knows that are like not, they're choosing not to go on missions, you know, and it's it's not as like big a deal as
it used to be. Like boys my age, if they weren't going on a mission, there was like a shame thing, like, is he having sex?
Yeah.
Or whatever, right?
Still there, but it's not as obviously, like, something's going on there. You know, it's more just like, oh, he just didn't want to go. You know?
Like, ours was like, when is he getting his mission call? Not, oh, is he going on a mission? Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before. They do, like, home mission MTC. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's stupid. Anyway. Everybody should be traumatized like I was, okay? No. But it doesn't make sense. Like, what would you... No.
I know. My cousin was like, he had to come home because of the pandemic on his mission. And then he was like doing his mission like on Facebook for 3 months, like in his parents' basement. And I'm like, what is happening? It's weird.
So weird. All right. So he says, "You young men have been reserved for this time when the promised gathering of Israel is taking place," which has been taking place forever, I guess. So
our great grandparents were told this. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
"For you young and able sisters, a mission is also a powerful but optional opportunity." Still. "Pray to know if the Lord would have you serve a mission, and the Holy Ghost will respond to your heart and mind." So then that was the end of the quote from Rusty. But "our prophet's references to the Lord holding the youth of our day in reserve for this time in the gathering of Israel, and his invitation to pray to know what the Lord would have you do, are in part references to the life you lived and blessings you received from God before you were born on this earth." All of us who are born on this earth first lived with our Heavenly Father and no Heavenly Mother. Just our Heavenly Father, you know.
Just a single dad working real hard who has two jobs. And how does that song go? That Reba McEntire song?
Yeah.
Single mom works two jobs. Loves your kids. I don't
know.
Never
stops. Some heart of something. And
gentle heart. And the
of a child.
Fight, wow. I thought it was a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, we just pushed that really bad.
We killed that.
Sorry. Reba, if you're listening, we are very sorry.
She's a long-time listener, I'm sure. She is
a long-time listener, along with, who was the one that I was?
Oh, Princess Kate.
Yeah, Princess Kate, yeah.
She's a fan. She I just really liked the show that Reba was on, that was the theme song for.
Oh, yeah, Reba.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh. I just liked it. What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
I'm not even drinking. You're drinking. I'm just insane.
Yeah. But it's weird that we're like on the same level now because like I have to drink to get to your level.
It's a moment. Having a moment.
It's a moment. You just stew on that while we continue with Banger Tur. "All of us who were born on this earth first lived with our Heavenly Father, yes, his spirit children. The Lord declared to Moses, 'I, the Lord God, created all things spiritually before they were naturally upon the face of the earth.'" When he created.
Did he, though?
Yeah.
Did he, though? There was his wife behind him saying, like, okay, you need to. No. Yep, that, there you go. Mm-hmm. Good boy. Yep, you did it. Good mm-hmm. job, honey.
And whose idea, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to say it. Whose idea was it to put the G-spot for the male in the prostate? I would like to know. Was it hers or his? I don't You weren't expecting that, were you?
I mean, it's always a fun time of unexpected joy.
All right. So, "When he created you spiritually, he loved you as his spirit sons and daughters and embedded within each of you a divine nature and eternal destiny. During your premortal life, you developed your identity and increased your spiritual capabilities. You were blessed with the gift of agency, the ability to make choices for yourself, and you did make important decisions, such as the decision to follow Heavenly Father's plan of happiness, which is to obtain a physical body and gain earthly experience to progress and ultimately realize your divine destiny as heirs of eternal life." That was a mouthful. The gift of agency. I have such a hard time with the concept, the Mormon concept of agency versus mm-hmm. real agency.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mormon concept of agency is, it's basically Satan's plan. Like even in their fucking doctrine, you got Satan's plan that says, "I'm going to force them to return to you. And then and they're going to do everything that you ask them to. They're going to do everything that I asked them to, like, it's going to be wonderful and they're all going to return to you." And then mm-hmm. Jesus's plan was to have like free agency and he would die for them, but like also he would die for them, and then like we would, those who accepted him as their savior would return to him.
Right. Yeah.
Which
is not the church. The church is very, you do this or you're fucked.
Like when I was a student at BYU Idaho, it was very apparent to me that like, oh, you have a little scruff on your fucking face. You don't get to fucking take a test, dude. Like what the, like, oh, you came up here in sandals. Like now they can wear sandals apparently, but like, oh, you can, how dare you come up here with a, like, you are supposed to shave every day and you're supposed to like look a certain way all the time and you're supposed to go to devotional and you're supposed to go to pray in your classes and you're supposed to do all this. And it's like, where's the choice in any of that? There's no choice.
No choice. It's not your choice to start your class with a prayer. It's not your choice to dress a certain way. And I mean, a lot of people are going to argue the semantics of like, well, of course it's my choice. I want to follow those. That's my choice. And I'm like,
I signed up for the school.
Yeah. Yeah.
But did you have the choice to join the school, or were your parents going to like not pay for your tuition if you didn't go to a church school?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And a lot of people can't afford to go anywhere else because of reasons. I don't even know.
Yeah. It's a cheaper tuition. It's a school that, I mean, I guess it's got a good reputation locally, but like nationally, when you talk to people that are outside of this area, the Mormon corridor, they don't fucking care. They're at BYU. The look, the glazed over look that I would get when I would tell people that I went to school at BYU Idaho, they'd be like, oh, you know, like, and I'm like, oh, wait.
Oh, cool. That's
cool. Nice. I'll just be over here at this other side of the room because I don't want to fuck with you. Okay, thank you.
He's a wordy. He's one of those polygamists.
Yeah, he's going to get me into their little cult. I'm like, no, I'm cool. I promise. I promise. Please.
Don't. I used to be so cool. I know.
So this decision to affected your life then in your pre-mortal life, and it continues to affect your life now. As a child of God living in your pre-mortal life, you grew in intelligence and learned to love the truth. So this whole idea of pre-mortal life is also just fucking weird to me. The more I think about it, I'm like, no. So also, like, if you think like outside of just our the little tiny little speck on in the universe is huge, you know, and if God is, if there is a God, quote unquote, that is creating little earths like ours, why are we the only one? Like, why?
We're not. I strongly believe we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
There's aliens. I mean, oh, anyway.
For sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
Do I want to know what's happening?
He ran for the hills. With like butt smacking going on over here. Sorry.
All right. You're like, that's later.
Sticking it, baby. Yeah, pre-mortal life is a weird concept. I've decided I believe in reincarnation because my son has told me multiple times that I have been his mom before. So not when he lived in Germany though. I'm like, okay.
All right.
Did I tell you about that when he
you did. That's some creepy shit, and kids should not say creepy shit like that because
kids are fucking creepy, man.
All right. So before you were born, God appointed each of you to fulfill specific missions during your mortal life upon the earth. Oh, this is where we get into the whole thing of like, oh, you're gay. Oh, you asked for this before your mortal life. You asked for that. So you can't leave the church because you asked for this. And if you leave the church, then you're just letting your pre-mortal life down. your primordial self.
Yeah, this is what broke my aunt's shelf.
If you remain worthy, the blessings of that premortal decree will enable you to have all kinds of opportunities in this life, including opportunities to serve in the church and to participate in the most important work happening on the earth today, the gathering of Israel. So also with the premortal thing, I was also thinking of, like, what about, like, people in the medieval ages or, like, the Dark Ages, when it was like, you got the fucking Crusades happening, and you got these, you know, like the Spanish Inquisition. Did they fucking choose that shit?
No. Like, you think Adolf Hitler was like, I'll be the dude, I'll do it.
I'm going to be that guy. Yeah. Like, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Was a conversation that he was like, I gotcha.
But see, they would say, like, oh, you'll have the opportunity to choose to be Hitler, as in the genocidal maniac that everybody knows as, like,
mm-hmm. Or Hitler, the artist.
Yeah, Hitler, the artist or the historian or whatever. And he chose that. So that's how they would work that. But it's like, no, he was just a fucking psychopath that came into power, and he used that to kill millions of people. Mm-hmm. So.
Should have just stuck with his paintings, man.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't good.
Also, this gathering of Israel thing, that's been happening for, like, supposedly happening forever. Like, why are we still talking about this? This is old news, bitch. It's like on Never Been Kissed, when she's, like, running. She's in PE, and they're like, if you don't run, you're never going to make it. If you don't do well in this class, you're not going to do well in this, in anything. She's like, you guys are still telling this lie.
That show's so problematic. I was thinking about it.
It really is. It's terrible.
And I was like, did we really watch that and not go, like, what the fuck?
Like, that a teacher is, like, totally into a student.
And then is mad when he finds out they're the same age. Like,
mm-hmm.
Sir?
Yeah. Like, I think you've got a problem, maybe?
Yeah, a little. Anyways.
All right, so those premortal promises and blessings are called your foreordination. It's like that that thing from that meme with Phoebe and, Phoebe and, what's his?
Joey?
God damn it. It's the whiskey. And she's like, repeat after me. Foreordination.
Foreskin. Just that.
Oh, man.
I love that I know where you're going with that.
Foreordination does not guarantee that you will receive certain callings or responsibilities. These blessings and opportunities come in this life as a result of your righteous exercise of agency, just as your foreordination in your premortal life came as a result of righteousness.
It's just getting worse in my brain.
I know. Because of foreskin? Is that why?
And then or reordination for some reason? I don't know.
Become? Is that what I mean? As you prove yourself worthy and progress along the covenant path, you'll receive opportunities to serve in your young women class or priesthood forum. Yay! I love that.
Goody. I love that for me.
You will be blessed to serve in the temple, to become a ministering brother or sister, and to serve a mission as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Yay. Those all sound horrible.
Yay. Living on $100.
Those are my choices. Oh my God. I feel like they get more now. Because
I think they do.
And it also depends on where you go, but my sister's friend is on a mission, and I saw a video of him spending like $500 on something, and I was like, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
Anyway, I'm not bitter. It's fine. You need to be traumatized like I was. No, you don't. I'm glad you're taken care of, but
I'm glad you don't have to eat ramen 7 times a day.
Yeah. Why does it matter to seek to know and understand your foreordination, Dusty? Why does it matter?
Oh, I don't know. Please tell me.
You're dying to know.
Dying to know. Dying.
Mr. Bangeter will tell you.
Mr. Bangeter.
Bangeter. In a day when questions abound, when so many seek to know their true identity, the fact that God knows and has blessed each one of us individually before we were ever born on this earth with the essential characteristics of premortal, mortal, and eternal identity of purpose, that's from the Family Proclamation. I hate that I know that. Brings sweet peace and assurance to our mind and heart. Knowing who you are begins with understanding God's foreordained blessings bestowed upon you before you were ever born on this earth. Our Heavenly Father desires to reveal to you your personal foreordination, and he will do as you seek to learn and know and follow his will. So speaking of identity, like,
yeah,
and self-awareness, like, I just, they base their whole identity around the church.
Mm-hmm.
Your identity is only good, and they've talked about this before, where, like, your identity is that you are a follower of Jesus Christ.
Remember the whole I am a Mormon?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah. So, like, your identity is only good as long as it aligns with what we want you, want your identity to be. If you're an outspoken woman, if you're a indigenous human, if you're a gay man, those don't align. But you will align, or you will be ostracized. And so this kind of message with, like, this foreordination is, like, it's more just like that control. It's that no, you were foreordained to be a member of this church,
right?
And so you need to act like it, and you need to make that your whole personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's more of that constant busy work of, you have to be so ingrained into it to keep you from thinking about, look at how many people fell out of the church during the pandemic because they had time, you know?
Yeah.
As soon as you can think for yourself, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah. And you can, like, see Sundays without, like, obligations. Oh my God. What?
My family actually likes me. I actually like my family. I'm getting to know these people that I live with. Like,
I'm not yelling at them to get into the car to go to church. And then today, it's a Sunday, and I the only obligation I have on Sundays is my family dinner, right? But, like, that's still an obligation in my mind, and I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of have to plan around that. But today I was just like, oh, it's an extra day of just, like, doing whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. Like, it's been the best feeling today.
I love it. I went and had breakfast by myself. Yeah. Went and wandered around IKEA. It's a great day.
Yeah.
I love IKEA.
I can get, there's so many, it's like sensory overload in IKEA, but it's so great.
You have to plan strategically, because, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, there's certain sections that I, like, cut through, because I'm like, no, thank you. But
yeah. So Elder Bangeter is going to continue with his dick sucking by quoting President Nelson again.
This just is the third, sucking this that is the dick.
Third quote from President Nelson that he's given. So I love to
for the Church of the Jesus Christ. They sure don't talk about Christ a lot, do they?
Yeah, I'm not hearing much about him.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Whatever. He's not in the room with us. It's
yeah, doesn't matter. Guy. It's this guy. We gotta keep him happy. It's
like corpse. It's over here. That's, you know, like, I don't want to suck his dick to, like, so he's, like, impressed with me and I can take his place when in the 20 years, whatever.
Oh.
She says, I love to read President Nelson's Instagram posts. Who loves to read? No.
It's not his posts. It's a PR department.
Oh, no. They're from God. They're from God, Justine.
I didn't know God had Instagram.
That's
amazing.
He has Instagram. Yeah. It's President Nelson's Instagram. It's God's Instagram. Okay. One of my favorites was on July. He knows the date. He knows the date. July 20th, 2022. This guy's like fanboy. Okay. I believe that if the Lord were speaking to you directly, the first thing he would make sure you understand is your true identity. My dear friends, you are literally spirit children of God. Make no mistake about it. Your potential is divine. With your diligent seeking, God will give you glimpses of who you may become. This also goes into the, like, okay, because there's so much conversation around transgender people and how, like, oh, you can't change your identity because you were a son in the premortal life, so you can't be a daughter in this life. Sorry. You know, but.
How do they know?
Yeah.
This is what drives me crazy. They have as much information as we do.
Exactly.
So. Like
they don't
how,
know what happened they before, they don't know what happens after, but they act like they do, and it's like, who has told you what is happening? There's also been no prophets that have said, like, hey, this is actually what happens when we die. This is literally what happens when we die, just so you know.
Yeah.
There's been like, oh, there's visions of, like, the celestial kingdom, supposedly, of, like, you know, those three kingdoms. But really, it's those.
I've had some very vivid dreams about things that felt very real and tangible. I'm not calling myself a prophetess. Is that a word?
Yeah, it is. Prophetess. Okay. Yes.
It's like, did I just make that up? I think that's a word. Anyways, but you know what? Like, just because you dream something doesn't mean it's like gonna happen.
Yeah.
Or else, exactly. Like. I would have been on a boat with Jared Leto in 2005, so, you know, it didn't happen. It's fine. I could have saved him from becoming a problematic human being, but whatever, it's fine.
So he's going to tell a little story. You ready for story time?
Stories. I hate their fucking stories.
It's how his father... His earthly father, he has to call him his earthly father, taught me to discover, I'm going to call my dad, you're my earthly father. Shut up.
Could you imagine if I called him my dad and was like, yo, he'd be like,
wow. Earthly father.
He'd be like, what is wrong? First of all, have you been drinking? Second of all, call your mother.
I'm just going to start calling my parents my earthlies. You know, or something like,
yo, hey, earthly, yeah. Just... earthly mom.
What's up?
Hey, earthly dad. Not erectile dysfunction. It's my earthly dad.
Oh, man, my cheeks are killing me. All right. One Saturday morning when I was 13 years old, I was mowing the grass as part of my weekly chores. When I finished, I heard the door close at the back of our house and looked to see my father calling me to join him. I'm not going to say, nope. I walked to the back porch and he invited me to sit with him on the steps. It was a beautiful morning. I still recall him sitting so close to me that our shoulders were touching. What's happening? I was like, this is how some weird porn start, but you know, I'm not going to, anyway.
He began that I could recommend that start like this, but anyways. Yeah.
He began by telling me he loved me. Yep. Sure. He asked me what my goals were in life. I thought, well, that's easy. I knew two things for sure. I wanted to be taller and I wanted to go camping more often. You dumbass. Like, I can imagine this guy, like this dad being like, what?
How old is this child? Like, because I can see my 5-year-old be like, I want to be tall, duh.
He's 13 years old. Yeah.
13. Okay. Oh, God.
He says, I was a simple soul.
Yeah, there you go. He's a little
special.
Fine.
He smiled, paused for a moment, and said, Steve, I'd like to share something with you that's very important to me. I prayed that our Heavenly Father will cause what I say now to be indelibly imprinted in your mind and on your soul so that you'll never forget.
Okay. Sure, Steve.
My father had my full attention in that moment.
He's 13 and his only goal is to be taller and to go camping more. And this man used the word indelible? Really?
Yep.
Alright, then.
He turned and looked at me in the eyes and said, "Son, protect the private times of your life." There was a long pause as he let the meaning sink deep into my heart. Oh, God. This is just...
I laughed so high-pitched it didn't make a sound.
I know. My dog heard it. It's fine. He then continued, "You know those times when you're the only one around and no one else knows what you're doing?" Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to get a little... You're feeling a little frisky, a little, you know, you got to protect those times. Protect those private times, son. Those times.
Lock the door.
Yeah, please lock the door or put a sock on the door so we know not to knock on the door so that you're, yeah, so that everything's, you know, you got to keep the factory working, remember?
Goddamn factory. Oh, no.
Those times when you think whatever I do now doesn't affect anyone else, only me. Then he said, "More than any other time in your life, what you do during your private times of your life will have the greatest impact on how you confront challenges and heartache you will face. And what you do during the private times of your life will also have a greater impact on how you confront the successes and joy you will experience than any other time in your life."
Disassociate and start at a book and completely ignore reality?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, the sound and cadence of his voice and the love I felt in his words were indelibly imprinted in my mind and on my soul that day. Indelibly.
That was his word of the day on the word of the day calendar, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So proud of him using it in a sentence twice.
Yeah. All in within the like couple minutes of each other. I have learned over the years that the greatest miracle of that day on the steps of my childhood home was that in the private times of my life, I could go to God in prayer to receive revelation. My father was teaching me how I could learn of God's foreordained blessings. In those private moments, I learned the Book of Mormon is the Word of God. I learned God had foreordained me to serve a mission. I learned that God knows me and hears and answers my prayers. I learned that Jesus is the Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Though I have made many mistakes, since also remembering that he's directing these comments to the youth of the church, remember, keep that in mind. Though I have made many mistakes since that memorable day with my father striving to protect the private times of my life, has remained an anchor amid the storms of life and has enabled me to seek safe haven and the healing, strengthening blessings of our Savior's love and atoning sacrifices. He dig sucks again. In President Nelson's words, your eyes will become wide open to the truth that this life really is the time when you get to decide what kind of life you want to live forever. Like, can you just like unhint, like just stop, like close, like pull the dick out of your mouth and just like close it, just close it just for
just
a minute,
just stop. You are going to get jaw issues.
Yeah. But that's basically it. He ends with like this long ass testimony thing, but I'm not gonna read that. But yeah, there's so foreordained. We are you're foreordained to serve.
That's got the icky wiki again.
The icky wiki. Also, the message is that you're foreordained and you're only good enough to, you're foreordained to serve. You're only good. Your identity is the church. It's from your pre-immortal life. So you have to abide by his teachings, abide by everything that it says. What better way to control the masses is to say, hey, you know what? Actually, just think about it. Because you are here because you're special. You're special. And you chose this life. And it's up to you to continue to choose this life because you're privileged. You're hella privileged. So
Yeah, you're so special.
Because there's all those other millions of people and billions of people throughout history that have like, they didn't have the opportunities you did. So, and they chose their lives, but they, fuck them. Like, killed, the Jews that were killed in the Holocaust.
Oh yeah, they totally chose that.
Totally
Absolutely. They'd
chose
be
it. Yeah.
completely obliterated. Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
sure.
All the genocides throughout the world, the indigenous people, totally chose to be obliterated by colonizers. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
It's disgusting. It just gives everybody an excuse to be an asshole because, well, this was preordained, you know. There's no acknowledgement to like mistakes that were made because it was preordained. It happened the way it was supposed to. Blah, 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 blah. I hate it. I hate it so much.
And then it's like if you veer from that path, from that, then you're like, oh, you're giving up your blessing. You're giving up this gift that you were given. Yeah. I don't.
Oh, have it with my thanks. Like, take it. I am so much better off outside the church than I ever was in the church.
Oh,
I
yeah.
wish that people could understand like just the sense of like ownership you have over your own life and identity and body and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's
The self-awareness,
yeah.
the you actually are able to understand who you are as a human and how you relate to society as a whole, rather than just like filtered through the lens of the church of like, this is how I am living in this little bubble, and then everybody else, it's fine. We don't care about them.
Yeah, your relationships are on such a deeper level because you chose the people in your life based on who they are as people, not because you have this one thing in common where you're also special and you go to the same church. Like, I cannot get over. I am friends with some like incredible people, present company included.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're like in my life because they chose to like put up with my weirdness. It's like it's such a every time I hang out with a friend or I talk to a friend and I'm like, I'm so weird. But I feel so good because they like you chose to spend your time with this insanity. Like you could have been doing a billion other things. You know?
Yeah,
It's
exactly.
mind-blowing to have those deep connections to people based solely on your connection with somebody and not this ulterior, well, maybe I can get them to come to church on Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
It's yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they are attracted to something about you versus rather than something that is like based around this institution that's fucking all our brains up. But
It's like a train wreck. You just can't not look at
yeah. Exactly.
Just kidding, I'm cool.
You're so cool, Dusty, with your peppermint tea and your little
Pyramid.
nightie that you're wearing, your like little
And then my
jammies.
jammies. My little
<jammies.
jammies. Got my spearmint tea.
Lizzie Hell would be so proud of
She probably would. I mean,
you.
I know her quite well at this point.
Yeah, that was basically Jim O'Connor. Well, I mean,
Those two talks. Katie
those
and
two
Sarah, I'll have two more
talks.
for you.
Yeah.
Go give them a listen because they're funnier than us.
They're definitely a little more put together.
Put together than us. We are just like the little sister that just like steals their cool jacket and spills schnapps on it. I don't know. And then like puts it back.
Love you, but
Bye.